200-plus child advocacy groups demand Google's YouTube ban AI slop from kids' platform. By Lucas Nolan on April 2, 2026. A coalition of more than 200 child advocacy organizations and experts has issued an open letter calling on Google's YouTube to completely prohibit AI-generated slop content from its children's platform. Fortune reports that the letter, organized by the children's advocacy group Fair Play and addressed to YouTube CEO Neil Mohan and Google CEO Sundar Pichai, has garnered signatures from over 135 organizations, including the American Counseling Association. Prominent researchers such as Jonathan Haidt, author of The Anxious Generation, have also lent their support to the campaign. The term AI slop refers to mass-produced, algorithmically generated videos that have begun flooding platforms like YouTube. These videos are inexpensive to produce, often feature bizarre or nonsensical content, and are specifically engineered to capture and retain the attention of young viewers. The content ranges from cartoon animals performing repetitive tasks in an uncanny visual style to fake educational videos containing garbled information, as well as hypnotic loops without clear purpose. A February investigation by the New York Times documented how such material has become embedded throughout YouTube Kids, despite the platform's marketing as a safe, curated environment for children. Breitbart News previously reported on a study demonstrating that YouTube shovels AI slop videos into the feeds of young users. A study conducted by video editing company Capwing has revealed that more than 20% of the videos recommended to new YouTube users are AI slop, low-quality, AI-generated content designed to garner views and monetize attention. The researchers surveyed 15,000 of the most popular YouTube channels worldwide and discovered that 278 of them exclusively feature AI slop. Collectively, these AI slop channels have accumulated over 63 billion views and 221 million subscribers, generating approximately $117 million in yearly revenue. When the researchers created a new YouTube account, they found that 104 of the first 500 recommended videos were AI slop, while one-third of the content fell under the brain rot category, which includes both AI slop and other low-quality, attention-grabbing videos. Rachel Franz, director of Fair Play's Young Children Thrive Offline program, explained the developmental concerns at stake. "So much of AI-generated content is really designed to hijack children's attention, especially young children who are just at the beginning of developing their impulse control, and they can really distort reality, create confusion, and impact how children are understanding the world around them," she said. Franz emphasized that this extends beyond parental responsibility, noting that the platform is consistently recommending AI content to young users in ways that make it kind of impossible for them to avoid. The financial scale of the phenomenon is substantial. According to Fairplay's research, top AI slop channels targeting children have generated over $4.25 million in annual revenue. Some creators openly advertise profits from what they describe as plotless, mesmerizing AI content. The advocacy coalition argues that policy adjustments alone will prove insufficient until the platform eliminates the financial incentives driving this content creation. Franz offered a stark assessment of content quality on the platform. "Only about 5% of videos on YouTube for kids under 8 are actually high quality. And there are debates amongst that 5% of whether those are actually high quality," she said. YouTube has disputed this characterization as contrary to its standards policy. The coalition's demands extend across multiple structural changes. They are calling for clear labeling of all AI-generated content platform-wide, an outright ban on AI-generated material from YouTube Kids, and prohibition of AI-generated made-for-kids content on the main YouTube platform. Additionally, they want YouTube to prevent its algorithm from recommending AI content to users under 18, introduce a parental toggle for disabling AI content that defaults to off, and cease all investment in AI-generated content targeting children. This final demand directly challenges YouTube's investment in AnimeMage, an AI-powered children's entertainment studio backed by Google's AI Futures Fund. Franz was unequivocal in her criticism. "YouTube is essentially investing in harming babies through its purchase of AnimeMage." A YouTube spokesperson told Fortune, We also provide parents the option to block channels. Across YouTube, we prioritize transparency when it comes to AI content. Labeling content from our own AI tools, and requiring creators to disclose realistic AI content. We're always evolving our approach to stay current as the ecosystem evolves. Breitbart News social media director and author Wynton Hall explains in his instant best-selling book Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and the Race to Control AI, that it's up to parents to protect their children from the dangers of AI, especially grooming and sexualization. Read more at Fortune here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.